I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Last night, the Alabama House of Representatives approved a dramatic cut to Medicaid as lawmakers try to balance the general fund budget. Legislators in the House approved the $156 million Medicaid cut on a second vote yesterday. The first vote failed. Immediately afterward, the House passed its version of a general fund budget. Funding for public health, prisons, mental health, human resources, and the state's courts would be unchanged. All other state agencies would see a 5.5% reduction in their operating budgets in addition to the dramatic Medicaid cut. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley said Tuesday, when the Medicaid cuts first passed committee, that the decision was not only unworkable but unacceptable. Bentley says if the proposed budget passes the Senate, he will veto it and call another special session. Lawmakers have through Tuesday in the current session. A committee of 26 individuals from all across Baldwin County is set to meet again tonight. They are tasked with finding ways to come up with school funding for the Baldwin County school system. The group met last month to get ideas from the community and from the public. Kevin Corcoran is the chairman of the Baldwin County Community Advisory Task Force. He says the task force's five subcommittees will be taking ideas from last month's meeting to move forward.
They're going to start delving into the data they've been supplied and fine-tuning their direction so that we can start heading towards our recommendation scenario. But we're going to have subject matter experts again in, but it's going to be almost entirely breakout.
The group was created after a tax referendum was shot down a few months ago. This left the Baldwin County school system to brainstorm ideas for more funding. The task force will meet several more times in the coming months. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Voting Rights Act. APR's Pat Duggins reports supporters of the act are still angry over an Alabama court case that they say gutted the measure.
Congresswoman Terry Sewell of Alabama is trying to gather support for the Voting Rights Advancement Act of 2015. The measure would restore protections removed by the U.S. Supreme Court back in 2013. The High Court deleted parts of the act requiring federal oversight in some communities. The decision was a hot topic during the 50th anniversary observance of Bloody Sunday in Selma back in March. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was among those who spoke out that day.
It is a sin that we have not in the United States Congress revigorated the Voting Rights Act and gotten it backed for the president's signature. That's what we should be talking about in Selma today.
Democrats are trying to push the Voting Rights Advancement Act. Republican lawmakers reportedly consider it a partisan issue. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And the Federal Communications Commission is issuing $500,000 to an Arkansas-based company, Windstream Communications, to expand broadband internet service in rural Alabama. Now your forecast.
Expect a good chance for showers and storms today on this Thursday. Not going to rain the entire day, but keep that umbrella handy. Some of the storms could be rather strong. Overnight tonight, a few passing storms still possible. Lows back in the 70s for Friday. A few scattered storms, mainly south of I-20, highs in the mid-90s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.